So I'm doing a little traffic enforcement the other day, and I happen to pull over an offender, give him a speeding ticket. I forget how much he was over the limit, 26, 27. We call them kilometers up here in Canada. And as I served him the ticket, some of you will remember a commentary from several months back called, "Haven't You Got Anything Better to Do?" Well, we'll call this one, "Haven't You Got Anything Better to Do? Part 2. When I served him the ticket, he gave me a very direct tongue lashing and said, "Haven't you got anything better to do? Don't you know I've already received 3 speeding tickets this week?" Of course, my quick wit and easygoing temperament responded, "Well, haven't you got anything better to do than speed 4 times in a week?" So he had 3 others and this was his 4th. He looked at me and he said, "Well, that's not very professional to say." And of course, today in 2010, we have to be much more careful and much more politically correct as members of law enforcement when we're dealing with, we don't even call them offenders anymore, we call them clients. And I said, "You're right, sir. I apologize. Here's your traffic ticket." Explained the situation to him, how he could pay it or contest it in court, and said, "Have a nice day." Is that political correctness run amok? Do police officers have to watch what they say? Absolutely they do. But we also have to remember police officers, men and women, are only human. And if you're going to push our buttons, sometimes we're going to respond. Hopefully verbally, hopefully in a polite way, which I thought I did, and hopefully the person won't take it the wrong way. It's a tough job, ladies and gentlemen, to put on a badge and go out and deal with the public every day. Even something as simple as issuing a speeding citation could backfire on you very fast. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.